From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
As habitat losses continue to escalate, wildlife experts see the need to maintain landscape corridors, strips of land that connect separated areas of similar habitat.
As we see habitats being lost, we see that with a consequence of that is our remnant habitats where our animals survive are fragmented and often disconnected from one another. And we need to have that connectivity between those animals for viable, sustainable populations.
But ecologists still don't know if these corridors help sustain the diversity of isolated animal populations.
So we still don't understand how often, for example, bears might need to move back and forth between patches in order to maintain healthy populations of those bears. And so there's a lot we don't know about corridors.
Researchers say having more knowledge of the ecology of the species is key to managing their habitats.
Now we're thinking about species not moving seasonally or intergenerationally, but over the period of times of centuries.
Schwartz says species are shifting on the order of about 4 miles per decade.
And that suggests that these organisms are going to have to be able to move from one patch of habitat to another patch of habitat. Corridors, in this sense, is really thinking about a string of reserves that allow for that natural shift in the distribution of species as we see climate change in the future.
To achieve this goal, attention needs to be given to species that are rare and those that have specialized habitat requirements. Paul Fotenauer, reporting from UC Davis.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.